Blog Talk Radio.
'Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year to everyone. It is so great to be back. Today is Wednesday, January 7th, 2015. You are listening to Doc Talk right here on Blog Talk Radio, the first show of the new year. So welcome, everyone. Welcome back and all that good stuff. This is Dr. Ruth Stevens, the owner of Nutritionally Yours, located here in Detroit, Michigan, and your host of Doc Talk here on Blog Talk Radio. Each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number here, of course, is 347-426-3469. That is 347-426-3469. Hope everyone is doing okay. If you'd like to contact me here, you can call that number. You can also reach me via email at doctalkruth@gmail.com, as well as you can reach me in my office at 313-897-7257. So good morning to everyone. It is so great to be back on the air. I had a nice little break, I should say. Just took a couple weeks off just to rest and relax, and, you know, rest does a body good. So I'm glad to be back here. And again, Happy New Year to everyone. Hope everyone had a great holiday season and we're all safe and sound and all that good stuff. Today, my topic going to be talking about aging gracefully. This is something the entire month of January, of course, I'm dedicating it to yours truly, myself, moi, because I've got a birthday coming up in 2 weeks and one day. January 22nd, I will be celebrating, God willing, my 50th birthday. Yay! All right. Doggone it. And so each topic that I'm choosing this month is going to be something that, of course, will be personal to me, but I think would benefit everyone out there listening, because we all want to age gracefully. We don't want to have that fabricated look as we age. So today's topic is going to be dedicated to that. I'm going to give you some great tips. I'm going to be talking about the do's and don'ts of aging gracefully. And this year I've decided to start with a quote of the day, or a quote of the week, we should say, because this quote is something I want you to try to remember as you go forward for the week. And I'm also going to give you a health tip for the week, and that should be something that just kind of stays in the forefront of your thinking as you go forward and just kind of guide you along the way. So if you can, hang out with me all hour long. And if you can't, you can always go back and listen to the show via archive and get all of the great information that I will share with you for the next 60 minutes or so. Again, that number is 347-426-3469. I have a whole bunch of stuff going on here, and I am multitasking. And I tell you, things never change. You know, some things change and some things remain the same. But anyway, it is good to be back here. Also, coming up at the halfway point in the show, I will be getting into just the lab specials and announcements. I've decided not to do the health and wellness observances for the year going forward, because that's something, you know, I think, yes, they're all worthy of mentioning, but I just want to switch things up, and there'll be a lot of other changes that will be coming up, you know, this year. So definitely mark your calendars, pay close attention. You know, we have to keep things fresh and new. You don't want to be redundant, because it gets stale and it's like, that's not going to work. So we don't want that. We don't want any complacency. I mean, I definitely don't. And like I said, all month long, everything that I'm going to be discussing is going to be something personal to me, because I'm going to be celebrating my 50th birthday coming up pretty soon. You know, if you guys got some ideas of what I should do, plans are not concrete yet. You know, they're not solidified. So if you guys have some ideas on some things that I should do for my 50th, feel free to email me or call me if you have my number, or text me. You can always call my office at 313-897-7257 and, you know, throw out some little tips at me of what you think I should do for my 50th birthday coming up. But, you know, I got a couple of things up my sleeve that I'm already going to do. But I will be celebrating several days, not just one day. So, anywho, enough about that. 347-426-3469 is the number here. Let me get going right on into the show because I don't want to lose my time as I talk about aging gracefully. All righty here. Of course, we are going to continue to do the housekeeping because we don't want any issues associated with anything. So let's do that very briefly, and then we will get rolling right on into things. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to Doc Talk, this is Dr. Ruth Stevens. So let's get going right on into the show here as we talk about aging gracefully. All right, housekeeping. This information is being provided to you to inform those interested in various aspects of health and nutrition as it relates to both diet and disease. It is my intention to assist you and to act as a health and nutritional guide. Any information, suggestions, and recommendations are not meant to replace your own medical doctor and specifically are not meant as medical treatment. Please see an appropriately trained health professional before beginning any new health regimens or if you have any questions, medical concerns, or need guidance regarding your health. Always factor in that individual results will vary. And lastly, no part of this publication can be reproduced, how about that, folks, stored in a retrieval system or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, scanning, or otherwise, except as permitted with prior written permission from Dr. Ruth L. Stevens. Okie dokie, folks. Now we can get to the meat and potatoes of everything. All righty here, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. Good morning to everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today as I begin talking about aging gracefully. All right, so this is something, again, as you get older chronologically, you don't have to age mentally or even physically for that matter. I mean, things will change. I understand that physically, but they don't have to be so extreme as they change. So this show is dedicated to help you just understand that mindset of, well, you know, I'm getting older, everything's going to break down. And no, it's not. It doesn't have to. And when you think old, trust me, everything else will follow. The behaviors will follow. The body will follow. Everything will follow. And before you know it, you'll become this old person. Now, you might be 27 and you might think old and you begin to act old. We're not talking maturity. We're talking actual physical deterioration. So this is something that you don't want to do. And as I said, this is coming from someone that is about to turn 50 in 2 weeks and a day. And so, you know, I would like to think that I've gotten to this point and learned a few things that I can share with you to help not just you, but also as I evolve, just age gracefully. And so I'll get into my do's and don'ts, of course, of aging gracefully. And then I'm going to start out by giving you this quote of the week. And this is something, as I said, like going forward, I'm going to try to come up with a quote of the week or something that's going to give you a little inspiration, something to make you think. I mean, we don't do enough thinking. So I'm going to give you something to make you think. And also I'm going to give you guys a health tip for the week. This is something that I'd like you to have in the forefront of your thinking. And again, 20 years in practice of doing this is a long time. And, you know, I've seen it all and I hear people always talking about, you know, how can I just keep looking younger and all this good stuff. So it's like, well, you know, there's a lot of things you can do. And I really want us to really focus on taking care of ourselves consistently, not just when we have to go to a reunion or some kind of special event, then we want to lose weight and we want to do all these things to get in shape and be healthy. But what about the other 365 days of the year that, you know, you need to take care of yourself? And I tell you, it's very important. So let me stop yapping here because I know you're like, all right, get on with it. Well, why don't you? All right. All right, my quote of the day, and, you know, I dug real deep for this one, and this quote is coming from Eleanor Roosevelt. Now, as I give you these quotes, don't think that I'm favoring someone or they're just quotes. Knowledge is everywhere, so let's not get bent out of shape of, you know, who we find sources of information from, because I know a lot of people, I'm not going to listen to that because such and such said it. Stop it. All right, Eleanor Roosevelt, beautiful young people are accidents of nature. But beautiful old people are works of art. I thought that was so profound. It's like, wow. So we get into that whole fine wine concept. And no, I'm not telling you to go drink wine. But age is not this thing that we have to look at as, you know, it's the end of the road. You know, I'm getting older, and it's like, oh, boy, it's all downhill from here. No, it's not. It does not have to be. Yesterday I was cleaning and doing laundry and cooking, and I was just doing everything simultaneously. And my son, who's 13, not almost 50, mind you, was like, oh, I'm tired, Mom. And I looked at him and I said, do you mean to tell me that you are 13 and all your responsibilities are is to go to school and do your chores, and you're telling me you're tired? And I looked at him and I said, you know, that's ridiculous. So what happens to you when you become almost 50 and 60? Are you just going to be just worthless? And so it was an analogy, but I wanted him to understand that when you start having that mindset of, oh, I'm so tired, I'm just going to sit down, I'm just going to watch TV, you begin to start that process of deterioration and aging. And yes, you're going to get older, but we want to age gracefully, and we want to do it in a manner that keeps us healthy and vibrant. We don't want to be this 49-year-old that acts like a 99-year-old. That's just not a good thing. So I will say thank you. Someone just gave me a compliment. I am a fine wine. I would be a non-alcoholic wine, by the way. I'm so silly. Anyway, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. So let's get into the topic at hand here, which is aging gracefully. All right, and let me say this. You can begin to do this at any age. You could be 20, 30, 40, 70, 80, 90. You don't have to say, well, it's too late to start. No, it's not. You're still here. You're still alive. You're still breathing. Let's start with this. Let me do my opening here. Then I'll go right into explaining to you my list of do's and don'ts regarding aging gracefully. And then I'm going to break each one of them down for you very briefly so you understand what I'm referring to as I talk about these do's and don'ts, and I'll elaborate on them a little bit. And also, I'm going to put this out there on my show on the 21st. I welcome all of you to call in, because that show is going to just be, I'm going to make that pretty fun and very vibrant and very uplifting, because that's the day before my birthday, and I want to have some fun with everyone. So any and everyone that's out there, students, patients, whomever, colleagues, I'd love to hear from you, because it's nice to talk about different things, but I have relationships with all of you, so it'll be nice to hear from all of you. So mark your calendars for January 21st at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All righty here, let's talk about this very quickly here. Aging gracefully. Now, in the age of Botox, you know, liposuction and facelifts, is there such a thing as aging gracefully? In our youth-oriented culture, many people look at aging as losing their looks, their health, and their value in society. And aging is inevitable. I want us to understand that. And everyone gets older, but how we age is greatly influenced by lifestyle factors. The foods you eat, the daily decisions you make, how you take care of your body, all of these things can have a huge impact on how you age. Now, we will all get wrinkles and maybe some gray hairs. Now, my children, you know, they always say, no, Mom, you don't have gray. You went from brown to white. I didn't even get gray hair. I went from literally brown hair, dark brown hair, to it's white. And it is what it is. You know, I don't dye my hair or anything like that, because at almost 50, I mean, I'm going to have this completely brown hair, no gray, no white. I don't think so, but it's possible. But I'm fine with it. Anywho, facelifts, liposuction, and Botox, these are not going to change your age or help you find that fountain of youth. So understand that you can do all these things, but you're still going to be the age that you are. The fountain of youth is within you, and I want us to understand that. So you can age with beauty and grace by building a strong foundation, and this is where the consistency of taking care of yourself comes into play. You have the ability to slow down the aging process with exercise, good nutrition, and self-care. So take charge of how you age by making better lifestyle choices, and you can begin today. All right. I know a lot of us, it's a new year. We've got resolutions. We've joined a gym. We've done all these things, and these are great things to do. But I want us to understand, you guys are so silly, I want us to understand that we can do this and we can begin doing it today. So let me go into my do's and don'ts, and then I'm going to break each one of them down for you so that you can understand what I'm talking about as I mention these and why I chose them, because these are some of the, I guess, highlights, if you will, of things we need to do on a regular basis as far as aging gracefully. So let's start with the do's, okay? And again, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. All right, let's start with the do's. Okay, the first one, maintain a healthy weight. I know, we hear that so often, and it's like, all right, yeah, lose weight, blah, blah, blah. But it's so important. This is definitely one of the risk factors for so many illnesses. And when you are carrying around extra weight, it actually causes you to look older. And, of course, it is going to age your body. You are carrying around excess weight on your weight-bearing areas like knees and hips. And this is just, it's going to age you quicker, and you're going to become dealing with arthritic issues and rheumatism and all this good stuff. So maintain a healthy weight. That's my first do. The next one is taking good care of your skin and your teeth. Now, this is maintenance, and I know some of us are like, well, you know, I just wake up, wash it, put some whatever on, moisturize, and I brush my teeth, I'm good. Invest a little bit more time in that, and I'm going to elaborate again on these things going forward here to break them all down. The next one, stay hydrated and avoid trans fats. Now, this is where we're going to get into some of the dietary things, and I know we've gone through the holidays, and some of us, we kind of overindulged, and now we have to pay the price. So we'll talk about that in a second. Now, of course, you guys, anyone that knows me knows that I am a professional napper. And so this next one, getting enough sleep. This is crucial. You need to get enough rest, and we take it granted until we are in a mode of sleep deprivation. Also, one of my do's, these are things, again, that I want you to focus on adding to your equation. Do some type of strength and flexibility training. Now, I belong to a gym, but I also have things around my house that I can do in addition to working out at the gym. I mean, there's all kinds of tapes. There's a large exercise ball. There's weight. There's a treadmill. There's all kinds of things. So there's no excuse not to work out. And what I want people to understand is stop making these excuses for not doing what you're supposed to do. There's got to be some type of an accountability at a certain point, because trust me, when you're sick, you'll stop. I can guarantee it, because your body will win that race. And it's like, well, I should have done this when I had the opportunity to do it. All right, so I've gave. How about that for some correct English there. I've given you, I'm all right today, folks. I've given you my do's. So let me give you my don'ts. Now, these are things that I want you to stop it right now, right this very second. Don't smoke or drink alcohol. This just has to stop. You know, I've given you the opportunity, you know, you've given me all the excuses. Well, you know, wine has the antioxidants, blah, blah. Stop it. We're not going to play that game this year. It's the new year, and we're going to stop this nonsense. So please, stop smoking, stop drinking. The next one is stop eating processed foods. Just stop it. Cookies, cakes, a box of this, a bag of that, stop it. If your food does not have a mother or it came from the earth, it is not a real food. So just stop it. These are processed things. There's no... I don't want to say the product, but there's, you know, just stop it. Let's put it that way. The next one, also eating a diet high in sugar. This is another one. We have to stop this. Diabetes is just out of control. And, you know, we really need to get this back on track, okay? And then my last one, and this one, super crucial, particular, you know, this, again, these are things that I chose that were, I thought were important, but this last one is very, very important to me. And anyone that I talk to that's of a certain age range, they will tell you, forgetting to take time for yourself, that's a major no-no. So I want all of us to begin to put ourselves on the top of the list and to become the priority and take care of yourself. So now that I've given you the do's and the don'ts, we're going to break this down, and that way you can understand why I mentioned each one of these things as some of the things I want to help you with as far as aging gracefully. If you're just tuning in, thank you so much. And I see all of you. I see my students. I see patients. I see all of you. And I'm so happy. Happy New Year to all of you. And good morning to everyone else that is tuning in. Talking about aging gracefully here, and hopefully everyone has got some things on point to get them on track for the new year. You know, you've made your resolutions and all that good stuff. So now, we're all getting older, so let's do it gracefully, okay? Oh, boy, I tell you, these folks, too much time on their hands. Anyway, let's break down the do's and don'ts here. 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk as I talk about aging gracefully. Okay, my first do, I mentioned to you to maintain a healthy body weight. This is, of course, I teach weight management. I teach 9,000 different classes, and weight management is one of them. But maintaining a healthy weight, this is something that a lot of people struggle with, and it's an ongoing struggle, but I always say keep trying, don't stop, stay focused, and you can and you will do it. You don't have to just, oh, God, I'm never going to lose this weight. Yes, you will. But if you keep saying that to yourself, you will not, trust me. So I want you to focus on that, maintaining that healthy weight. I mean, who needs liposuction? Maintaining a healthy weight as you age will help you retain lean muscle mass and give you a more youthful toned appearance. And many people automatically associate aging with weight gain. However, you can maintain a healthy weight as you get older if you watch your food intake and work out on a regular basis. And that's one of those things that's coming up also as far as aging gracefully. Many times, age-related weight gain is due to decreased activity and poor food choices. So a weight training program will help you stay young and lean throughout the years and help you maintain a healthy metabolism. And also you want to incorporate some type of flexibility and balance training to your routine, and that's going to help you stay limber and strengthen your core. And the key is having a well-balanced, consistent workout program that will help you manage your weight, maintain that lean muscle mass, and keep you strong and flexible. It doesn't have to be this, major undertaking that, a lot of us put ourselves through at the beginning of the year. But this can be something very simple, very easy. Something as simple as just walking will help you maintain your weight. Walking and swinging your arms, now we're going to get that heart rate up. So start slow, but be consistent with it and try to maintain that healthy weight, okay? All righty. The next one, I talked about taking good care of your skin and teeth. Excuse me. All right, let's start with our skin. Now, I've got several shows. I've got all kinds of information. And anti-aging is another one of my classes that I teach. And I'll be talking about my class schedule in the announcements when I get to the halfway point in the show. But as far as your skin, if you're dealing with issues, everything from acne to wrinkles to psoriasis to different dermatitis and eczema, all these different things associated with your skin, we want to start from the inside out first. So your diet is going to be the first thing that we need to look at, okay? Then, of course, we can go into supplementation, and then we get into our external maintenance. Now, taking care of your skin, it's vital as you age. Careful attention to your skin will provide you with that youthful appearance and reduce the signs of aging. So, every day, now people, when I tell them this, they're like, oh, the sun, that's only in the summertime. But every day you should have some type of sunscreen because the sun is always out. I don't care if there's clouds. The sun is still behind there, and you're still dealing with the rays of the sun. And people don't understand that until I break it down. So understand you need some type of sunscreen in your moisturizer, or something that's going to be protecting your skin every day. And then I guess this could be men and women nowadays, but you want to make sure that you remove your makeup. So start each day by applying that sunscreen, and then you want to cleanse your skin at bedtime and remember to remove that makeup. And if you go back and listen to my show on skincare, I mean, there's a lot of different things, or just contact me directly. I can personalize your regimen based on you, and then we can come up with something that's going to help you. You want to follow up with a basic moisturizer, of course, something that's really good for your skin, something that's going to help exfoliate the skin and stimulate collagen production. You can find different natural moisturizers that are of a quality base that have glycolic acid in it. We want a natural version of that. We don't want anything synthetic. And that is one of the things that does help exfoliate and stimulate the collagen production in the skin. So you want to look for those types of things. And also, your skin plays a major role in how old you appear. Those bucky beavers, yep, your teeth. Your teeth are also a huge factor in a youthful appearance. Now, make sure you brush and floss daily and follow up with your dentist for your regular cleanings and checkups. Now, your teeth yellow with age. And so you want to do different type of natural whiteners, as far as you can use baking soda. That's a great one. And you can mix a little bit of baking soda with a good quality mouthwash or hydrogen peroxide. This is going to be excellent for removing plaque and buildup and things of that nature, but also keeping those teeth white. And believe it or not, apple cider vinegar will do it also. So these are going to be things that help to create that more youthful, beautiful smile. And, you know, as far as the skin is concerned, let me backtrack here because I'm getting questions regarding that. With vitamin D and things of that nature, as far as blacks are concerned and the need to take vitamin D because of lack of sun exposure. When we're talking about sun exposure, I'm not telling you to go outside and cook yourself like you're in the oven. We're talking 15 minutes. Now, if you're driving in your car in the winter months or summer months, you are outside getting sun exposure. This is what we're looking for. When you're laying in the sun, this is a no-no. So when we talk about the lack of sun exposure in the winter months and things of that nature and needing to supplement with vitamin D, we want to have that in balance, because too much vitamin D is not going to work in your system. Now we're going to start having osteo issues. So, again, everything has to be personalized, and this is where we hear so much information. We're inundated with things. Do this, don't do that. Personalize it based on your body, what you need, your age, your lifestyle, and then we come up with the regimen that works for you, because everyone doesn't need additional vitamin D, even in the winter months. Your body will dictate to you what you need, and so you need to tap into it to find out exactly what your body needs. All righty here, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. We're just cruising right on along here, talking about aging gracefully. The next one I talked about was staying hydrated and avoiding trans fat. And for the individual that texted me the information regarding sun exposure and acne and wrinkle prevention, things of that nature, definitely go back and listen to my archive. But I can talk offline and elaborate on that a little bit more because of time constraints. And then I can personalize it based on what the individual may need, because I need to find out lifestyle, stress, things of that nature, because those things play a big role on what your skin looks like also. And we'll be getting into self-care and taking care of yourself before the show is over with. All righty here, the next one, staying hydrated and avoiding trans fat. Okay. Dehydration can make your skin look older and accentuate the wrinkles that you may have or those that you are developing. So remember to drink water throughout the day to help maintain the skin's elasticity. Proper hydration is going to keep the skin very firm and supple. And this is just not the face. This is the entire body. You've got skin all over your body, so people are always focusing in on their face as far as aging. I mean, we've seen people where their skin looks very old on their hands, their arms, their legs, their back. Take care of the entire system. So we want to stay hydrated. And, of course, if you don't know the formula for figuring out how much water that you actually need specifically, here it is again. You take your body weight and divide it in half. The number that you come up with is what you need in ounces to stay hydrated. And if you are exercising, then you want to add an additional 20 ounces to that just to make sure that you are staying hydrated. And I'm talking about hydration with water. I'm not talking about fruit juice. I'm not talking about sports drinks, tea. There's no tea in your cells. There's no sports drink formula in your cells. We want water, H2O, straight water, and I hear it all the time. I don't like water. I don't like the taste of it. Your palate is perverted, so we need to cleanse your palate, and then you will actually crave water, and the taste of it won't even bother you, all right? Also, some things as far as trans fat. In addition to this hydration, what you eat plays a major role in your health and the health of your skin. So you want to avoid the consumption of processed foods containing trans fat, commonly found in those naughty things like cookies, pastries, and fried foods. All right. Eating these foods with trans fat or partially hydrogenated oils can create free radicals in the body and accelerate aging. So instead, you want to choose natural foods, your fresh fruits, strawberries, blueberries, things of that nature. These are going to be things that are high in antioxidants and that protect the skin from cellular damage. And then you also want to try to incorporate these omega-3 fatty acid-rich foods into your diet, like fish oil supplements, flax oil. These things help protect the skin from sun damage, and they actually plump up the skin cells for younger-looking skin. Now, if you have sensitivities to fish and things of that nature, again, you can also take flaxseed oil, and that's going to be a great alternative for getting the omega-3 fatty acids into your system. All righty, here, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. We're at the halfway point in the show, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to close out my do's here, and then in the second half of the show, I'll get into the don'ts, because I'm on a roll here, doggone it. I want to keep going, by golly. And I have not forgotten in the second half of the show before we closed out, I'll give you the health tip for the week before we close things out. So in about 5 minutes, I'll be done with my do section here, and then we'll go right into just a few minutes of the halftime segment. And in the second half of the show, we'll get into the don'ts as far as aging gracefully. All right, so let me continue here. And I'm getting so many good questions from you guys. I love this because we're all trying to age gracefully. I know we are. All right, this next one, yeah, my favorite thing in life, or one of them at least, and that is sleep. Get enough sleep. There are so many studies out there that suggest that the lack of sleep accelerates the aging process. And also, poor sleep can lead to weight gain and increased risk for cardiovascular problems and diabetes. When you sleep, your body repairs cellular damage. It also rejuvenates the body and helps improve immune function. So it really is so important. Good sleep habits also help with memory and concentration, which decline as you age. And Alzheimer's is another one of the classes that I teach as well. I know I told you I teach 9,000 classes, but Alzheimer's is one of them. And we talk about sleep, and it's so very important. So you want to try to get at least your own personalized number of hours sleep per night. Now, when you hear that, you're thinking, I'm not supposed to get 8 hours? You might be functional with 6 hours. You might have everything flowing, memory's good, health is good with just 5.5 hours. We have to create the consistency. So if we're getting quality sleep in 8 hours or 5 hours, it's quality sleep. But we want to make sure we are well rested when we awaken. If you awaken and you're still tired, then we've got some issues. We know that you're not getting quality sleep. And if you have trouble sleeping, of course, I've done so many shows on sleep and the lack thereof. Please go back and listen to those. But if you're having trouble sleeping, you need to change that routine. So you can try things like turning off the TV or the computer for a couple of hours before bedtime in order to relax and unwind. You know, put those phones down. My God, I mean, we have these cell phones to the point we don't even communicate with humans as we need to. We're too busy looking at a doggone phone. So turn these things off, put them down, manage your time better, get some sleep. Other things to do, eliminate caffeine and try going to bed at the same time every night. Now we got to create that consistency. And then additionally, try, a warm bath, meditation, yoga. Try these things prior to bed. Something's going to help you relieve stress and promote a good night's sleep. Now, you might have other means of relieving stress. Do what you got to do, but try to do it consistently so that you are getting a good night's rest, okay? And, I always recommend taking naps. Can't go wrong there, folks. If I can get one in a day, I'm sure going to do my best to do it. But anywho, all right, my last do here before we get to the halfway point in the show, and this one is so important. Do strength and flexibility training. Now, again, everyone, our resolution, we're going to join a gym, we're going to work out, we're going to lose weight. Yeah, we're going to do it. I know you guys don't sound like that, but you know what I mean. Weight training is vital as you get older. There's a lot of studies out there that show that muscle mass declines as you age. And muscle mass also peaks around your mid-20s. And then it starts to decline in your 30s, and then it picks up that speed as we age. So, you know, muscle mass is kind of going downhill as we age unless we do something in a proactive manner to stop it. So the key is to consistently weight train as you age in some form, so that you start with a good, strong foundation that helps combat the loss of muscle tone as you get older. So you can do things like lifting weight 2 to 3 times a week, and that can play a major role in maintaining your strength and muscle tone as you age. And then, you know, if you are already strength training, then you're on the right track. And if not, it's never too late to start. So I've been working out at a gym, I mean, literally, since I was in my early 20s, I want to say 20, and, you know, of course, I was physically active as a child and a teenager and young adult. So this is just a normal routine for me to work out, and it's almost like when I miss a day working out, I feel it. And so this is why housework and all these other things give me some kind of physical activity so I can get moving, because the body likes to move. It does not like to be sedentary. So if you've made that commitment to yourself to say, you know what, today, I'm going to start. I'm listening to the show. I want to age gracefully. I want to live longer. I am going to do something very simple, something as simple as I'm going to begin to take the stairs. Do what you got to do. Trust me. Your body will thank you. And as you gracefully, you're going to live longer, and you can't go wrong there. Okay? So let's pause here just for a second or two and just give you just a couple of things as far as halftime information here. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Dr. Stevens here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number here, of course, is 347-426-3469. And you can always email me directly at doctalkruth@gmail.com. And you may also contact me at my office by calling 313-897-7257. So thanks so much, everyone, again, for tuning in. Today is the first show of the year, 2015. It's a great thing. It's a blessing. It's always, always good. You know, some of us, we don't want to age, but you know what? I tell you what, the alternative is not good. That's for sure. I'm good with getting older. I don't have an issue with it. So, anywho, let's talk about this halftime information very briefly, and I'll give you the lab specials for the month of January. All month long, you can take advantage of the lab specials. All of my thyroid panels, if you are dealing with whether it's an overactive thyroid, underactive, you are taking something you've got, or the thyroid's been removed, whatever the case may be, then we want to get you in here so I can do all of my lovely specials as far as the thyroid is concerned. All the panels all month long, going to be discounting those half off, folks. Yep, 50% off all thyroid panels, so you cannot go wrong with that one. Of course, you do not have to be in the state of Michigan to take advantage of that. And not only does my lab offer services for the thyroid, it's a full lab, so everything from just blood typing, your glucose, you want to find out if your sugar's too high or your cholesterol's too this or that. It's a full lab, and so it can test you for any and everything, as well as allergens, if you have sensitivities with allergies, whether they're environmentals, molds, food colorings. It's children to geriatric, no age limit, nothing dictating geography. Contact my office if you're interested, and you can take advantage of the lab specials as well as the lab services. The office number, of course, is 313-897-7257. And again, you don't have to be in Michigan to take advantage of any of the services. Also, coming up on Monday, this one you do have to be in Michigan and specifically in the Metro Detroit area because this is where I teach at. And, of course, Wayne County Community College District classes resume Monday, January 12th. This semester, you can register online right now as well as faxing it in, or you can walk in for those that want to just go to the campus and register. That way you can do that. You can do that at your leisure. Again, class began Monday the 12th, and this semester, what am I teaching? Weight management, anti-aging, hypertension, cholesterol, arthritis. I have assisting with aging parents, and I know there's one more that I'm forgetting. How about that, folks? I forgot the doggone class. It'll come to me before the end of the day, before I get off the air, but there are six different classes that I'm teaching this semester. They're all online, and you can always contact me. Please register to reserve your seat. And there are two different locations this semester at the Northwest Campus as well as the East Side at the University Center Campus. You can contact me at 313-897-7257, or you can contact the college directly at 313-496-2600, or go to www.wccd.edu for more information. So see, quick and easy. Done deal. We can roll right back on into the show and keep it moving, folks. If you're just tuning in, thank you so much. We're in the second half of the show talking about aging gracefully. Now, remember that quote of the day that I told you? It was a good one because we want to make sure that we are aging gracefully here. We don't want to just, we don't want to be 40 and look like we're 90. That's not the look we're going for, okay, folks? It shouldn't be the look we're going for. That's not the look I'm going for, I can tell you that much. But anywho, in the first half of the show, I gave you the do's. These are things I want to encourage you to incorporate into your world. Now, let's talk about some of these don'ts. These are the naughty things that we need to just take out of the mix. We have got to stop doing these things. They are just no-nos for us, okay? And remember that quote. Do we remember it? Have we forgotten it already? Oh, you guys, what was that quote? What was it? You know what? I can't even find my quote. What the heck did I say? It was Eleanor Roosevelt. You guys know what it is. Pay attention. All right, we'll get into it, and I'll repeat it again. Let me get into the don'ts. The four don'ts I talked about, smoking and drinking alcohol. We've got to stop this. Eating the processed foods, eating that diet high in sugar, and then lastly, forgetting to take time for ourselves. Okay. All right. So, the don'ts. The don'ts of it all, folks. The first one, smoking and drinking alcohol. All right. I got to say it. Someone's got to say it, and it's going to be me. There's so many studies and experts suggesting that next to sun exposure, smoking is a major accelerator in the aging of the skin. It causes the narrowing of blood vessels and robs the skin of oxygen. So you can see how it's going to age you. And then there's also studies that reveal that young people start showing early signs of aging in as little as 10 years of smoking. So you don't have to be this smoker that's been doing it for 40 years. I mean, we already know what's going on in your body. But even 10 years of smoking, we're going to start seeing signs of aging. Smoking also destroys vitamin C in your body and breaks down the elasticity of the skin, making it appear, and understand my language very clearly, making it appear less firm and wrinkled. So you might just be like, oh, my God, what's going on here? This smoking is making you look older than you really are, so we don't want this, okay? Alcohol, same concept. It has a similar effect in destroying vitamin A. This is another antioxidant. And that's needed for the skin's cellular renewal and assist in collagen production. Now, unlike smoking, alcohol expands the blood vessels and dehydrates the body, causing broken capillaries in the skin. It causes deep lines as well as wrinkles. So if you are a smoker and a drinker, that's a double whammy. And also, now you know I have to throw this in because I teach Alzheimer's. If what I've not just said to you isn't bad enough, alcohol is also a neurotoxin, which can cause early aging of the brain and Alzheimer's-like symptoms. That's not fun. We don't need that for sure. So let's try to remove some of these things. And I know some of you listening might go, well, I just have one cocktail per week or one per whatever. It's still doing the same thing. The frequency, the dosage, the choice of alcohol doesn't matter. You could smoke cigars, cigarettes, recreational drugs. It's the same concept. So don't trick yourself into thinking, well, I don't drink hard liquor. I drink wine. And I don't smoke cigarettes. I just occasionally have a cigar. It's the same difference. It's still smoking. It's still drinking. It's still going to aid you. And it's also going to be breaking down the health. So stop tricking yourself into thinking, well, I do this, so this isn't as bad as that vice. They're all going to contribute to the aging process, and it's not going to be a good aging process, okay? All right, my next one here, don't eat processed foods. Now, this is something that a lot of us have challenges with. This is, we just, it's like, oh, my God, I've got to have that cookie. I just got to. All right, here we go. Research shows that the ingredients in many processes accelerate the aging process. And additionally, many of these foods contain trans fats, which I talked about earlier, that trigger inflammation in the body, and that's linked to premature aging and disease. Studies also reveal that over 80,000, yes, 80,000 chemicals have been approved for use in the United States, with many of them being used in processed foods. Now, that number, that's a big number, 80,000. And furthermore, only a small percentage of that number have actually been studied to determine the long-term effects on human health. So it really does behoove you to say, you know what, do I need this bag of that or this box of this or this frozen dinner? Or you know, I hear it all the time. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to buy me some frozen lunches. I'm going to heat them up in the microwave. And it's lean this and diet that and weight this. Make your own food. Make real food. Be mindful of the portion. Be mindful of the ingredients, and then go for it. That's going to be much better for you than buying the processed foods that you would get in the frozen section or in the aisles with all the goodies, okay? You're going to be amazed at the difference, excuse me, in how you look and feel. Whole foods, these are going to increase your energy, help you lose and maintain your weight, and promote a more youthful complexion. So I'm definitely going to encourage you to watch out for these processed foods as you go forward, okay? All right, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk. We are cruising on down the road. We've got about a good 12 minutes remaining in the show. And if you missed any of the previous information I've shared for you in the first half or in the second half starting, you can go back and listen to the archive and get all of that great information. All right, again, 347-426-3469 is the number here at Doc Talk as I'm closing out the show, the first show of the year, talking about aging gracefully. All right, the next one here. Here we go. It kind of just coincides with eating the processed foods. Don't eat a diet high in sugar. I mean, we all want to treat every now and then. I mean, I got that. We want to pick and choose. But now we're talking about a diet high in sugar, okay? Some studies show that diets high in sugar can be as addicting as certain drugs such as morphine. Sugar triggers the release of neurotransmitters that target the pleasure center of the brain. And research suggests that after 3 weeks on a high sugar diet, withdrawal symptoms can set in after a dietary reduction in sugar. So you may have just been eating just like you didn't have any sense over the holidays, and now you're like, okay, I'm back on the wagon. But your brain's like, no, you're not. We're not having that. You're going to eat some sugar, and that's how it's going to be. And so we have to understand that withdrawal symptoms, these things, they do kick in, okay? And many people who go on these detox diet experience these symptoms due to that lack of sugar, which is going to result in headaches, mood swings, nausea, and even anxiety. And so there's a lot of data out there that suggests that sugar also causes inflammation in the body, which is linked to premature aging and disease. So we want to watch out for those things. And although you may be tempted to try those artificial sweeteners, they are loaded with chemicals and linked to disease as well. So we want to try to eat things, you know, satisfying fruits, and, you know, you can even do a fruit smoothie, but something that's going to be a real food as opposed to these things that really aren't going to be good for us, okay? All righty here. I'm cruising down here. I'm almost done. Now, this last one. This is so important, and as someone that is a certified mental health instructor, we don't do this. We become stressed. We become tense. We have anxiety. We become depressed. And sometimes it's just often rooted in forgetting to take time for yourself. So this is my last don't. This is something that I don't want us to continue doing as we go forward, because this definitely will accelerate the aging process, because you start having all of these mental and psychological challenges, and that definitely will age you quicker. So, all right, don't forget to take time for yourself. Let me just kind of elaborate on that just a smidgen, because we're cruising on down the road. Now, understanding this, I'm a realist. We all live with stress in our daily lives. We have work, we have children, we have spouses, we have response, we have all kinds of things that we have to deal with in our daily lives. But the key is finding methods to alleviate the stress in a healthy way. So, you know, some people might meditate, some people might pray, they might exercise. I mean, I like cooking. I mean, I like, you know, all of the above. But you have to figure out what's going to work for you. And these methods of stress reduction play a major role in increasing health and well-being. So, of course, if you're healthier and you've got that sense of well-being in place, you are going to age gracefully. Now, in addition to some of the things that I mentioned as far as methods to alleviate stress, you know, you can come up with all kinds of things to think about. Laughter, take time with your family, taking walks, warm baths. All these things are great ways to reduce stress in our lives. And the key is to find which method works for you. And, you know, as you get older, I mean, and some of you listening, you might think, all right, Dr. Ruth, 50 isn't old. I'm 80. I mean, like my mother. My mother's 80. But when she turned 80, and I always love to have dialogue with elders and people that, I mean, an elder to me at this point is someone that's 55. I mean, when you attain wisdom, you know, I'm listening so I can learn. So as I go forward, I don't have to travel maybe a difficult road that someone did, because I paid attention and I learned a lesson early on without experiencing the difficulty. So when my mother turned 80, you know, I asked her, I said, you know, Mom, hey, give me a tip. You know, how'd you get to 80? And give me one tip that you would suggest that I begin to incorporate as I get older. And she looked at me, she says, Cookie? I know. Yep, she said that, folks, because that's my nickname. And she said, well, make sure, now this was so cute, she said, make sure whenever you leave the house, you take care of yourself, you make yourself look good, you do things that are going to be good for you and going to, you know, fix yourself up and all of that good stuff. And I said, okay. And don't leave out of the house looking any old kind of way. And I said, okay, that's a great tip. And then she said this one, and it, if we hear it, we, you know, it's said so often, but do we actually implement it? And this is where, in asking that question to yourself and to others, I don't think we do it. I think what we do is we hear it, but we don't know what to do in the mix of things. So she said, no stress. And when she said it this time around, this time it took. It resonated. And I thought, no stress in any form. And I thought, you know what, Mom? I got it. And so this is one of those things, taking time for yourself. This is crucial. Stress has got to go in any way, shape, or form. My mantra for life, and I know you guys have heard me say it, be happy and be healthy. I am so on that page for sure. You guys just don't know it. It is not even an option to be unhappy or unhealthy. That is just not how it has to be. And stress will make you unhappy and unhealthy when you think about it. So as you go forward, I want you to really work on your stress. And, you know, if you don't know how to do it and you're dealing with depression or whatever the case may be, then you've got to say, hey, you know what? I've got to put this in check. Does this really matter? You know, why am I stressed out about it? What's going on here? And you really have to check it for sure and keep it checked. And this has to become a part of your MO. So with all of that being said, and I'm going to continue, I'm going to go right from that point into my summary and summarizing the show, because I'll recap the do's and don'ts. But I want to make sure that we understand that, because out of all the things that I mentioned, everything from the maintaining weight, the skincare, hydration, sleep, you know, not drinking and eating foolish stuff, stress will kill you a lot quicker than any of those things. And we don't understand that, because it's one of those silent things that eats away at you. And it not only kills you physically, but mentally. I mean, you're depressed, you're in a bad mood, you're stressed, you're anxious. Quality of life is gone. When you deal with people that are stressed like I do on a regular basis, you can look at them and I can identify immediately, and I always tell them, I say, you have sad eyes, and they're depressed and they're sad and they're unhappy. Begin to take the control back that you've lost somewhere along the line and say, you know what? We're not having this anymore. I am deserving of much better. I can do better. And today is the day that I start my new regimen. I start living, I start enjoying, and I start making it happen. So with all of that being said, don't forget to take time for yourself every day. There's 24 hours in a day. If all your world consists of is I'm going to work, I'm cooking dinner, I'm cleaning the house, I'm taking care of children, I'm running here, I'm running there, I'm stressed, bills, blah, 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 that's not living. That's existing. And those two things are different. And what you have to do is worry yourself about being happy, or I shouldn't even say worry. You should focus on being happy and stop worrying about the things that are making you unhappy, if that makes sense. Okay, I know I said that incorrectly going forward, but I want us to stop worrying about all these things that in the big picture, they're not going to matter. They're not going to matter. Okay, so here we go. 347-426-3469. Let's close it out. All right. Let me summarize this in a nutshell before we run out of time here. The secret to aging gracefully, is taking care of yourself as you age. Drastic measures like plastic surgery can be avoided by taking the right steps to staying healthy, strong, and lean. The sooner you start, the better. Start early as you can and be consistent with that workout program and healthy food choices and stick to it as you age. Consistency is the key to healthy aging. So start with a good foundation in your 20s, and that's going to help you ensure a better quality of life. It's also going to help you maintain a healthy metabolism and weight with a consistent weight training program and good food choices. A toned body and healthy weight is going to give you a more youthful appearance. So again, get that sunscreen out. Get that good moisturizer out. Avoid the alcohol, smoking, processed foods, and specifically sugar, which are all leading culprits for accelerated aging. And we don't want that, okay? Here is my, whatchamacallit, how about that? This is my tip of the week. This is something that I want you to remember as you go forward, okay? And this is my health tip of the week. Aging is 90% lifestyle and 10% genetic. Now, I know you're like, how is that a health tip? Because 90% is lifestyle. So I want you to assess your lifestyle right now, right this very second, and go, wait a minute. My aging issues are associated with 90% of my lifestyle and 10% is genetic. That's a small percentage. Therefore, take the steps today to exercise, eat healthy, and take measures to reduce stress. Age gracefully and enjoy life to its fullest. And again, that beginning quote I gave you sums it up beautifully. Beautiful young people are accidents of nature, but beautiful old people are works of art. And with that being said, folks, you know what I gotta do. Gotta get the heck out of Dodge. So until next week, you guys, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. I'm here each and every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, the number is 347-426-3469. You can reach me at doctalkruth@gmail.com, and also you can call my office at 313-897-7257. So until next week again, stay happy, stay healthy, keep a smile on your face, stay warm, of course, and God willing, we'll be back together again next week, so make it a great day, folks. Bye-bye.